with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Airlines have a growing source of revenue, credit card and loyalty programs.
New financial disclosures reveal that among U.S. airlines, Southwest makes the greatest percentage of its revenue, 15% from its loyalty program.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Tangle. First, here are some top stories. U.S. farmers awaiting word on the Trump administration's aid package got some details on Monday. The administration said it would release $4.7 billion in initial payments to offset the losses from trade disputes. About three-quarters of that will go to soybean farmers, followed by pork, cotton, sorghum, dairy, and wheat farmers. The USDA said they could decide on a second wave of payments by December, depending on market conditions. Berkshire Hathaway is investing in 197 Communications, the parent company of India's mobile payment firm Paytm. The firm has more than 300 million users and the backing of Japan's SoftBank Group and Chinese tech giant Alibaba. The nation's low unemployment rate and higher demand for foreign seasonal worker visas, known as H-2B, is squeezing landscapers, who are now facing a labor shortage. Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race says they're having a tough time coping.
They're just deciding that they're going to have much smaller businesses, they're going to raise their prices, and just have fewer clients. So in the end, it's going to hurt consumers in two ways. It'll hurt consumers because it'll be a lot harder to find a landscaper. Their regular landscaper probably will have to cancel their contract or, you know, just won't be able to take them on as a new customer anymore, and their prices are going to be higher.
Race says Congress capped H-2B visas at 66,000. Employers requested three times that amount. Digital media company BuzzFeed News is asking readers to help support its newsroom by donating between $5 and $100. The company has unveiled a new donation feature that observers say may eventually lead to a membership model. The Wall Street Journal reported that BuzzFeed missed its revenue target by 15 to 20% last year. Still to come, loyalty programs are making up a larger share of airline revenue. More airlines are pushing credit card offers on consumers as they look to create a source of revenue beyond just airfare. Many have already seen growth in the area, with increases in credit card and loyalty programs in some cases outpacing sales growth. Joining us now via Skype with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Tangle. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit more about the mechanics of this for consumers and for the airlines. How does it create a steady revenue stream for airlines?
Sure. Well, when customers sign up for airline co-branded credit cards, they get oftentimes a very sizable chunk of miles with that airline. So maybe 40,000 or 60,000 miles with, say, Southwest, United, or Delta, or American. And the credit card company will, in effect, be buying those miles from the airlines. And then as the cardholders spend using those credit cards, they rack up more miles, and the credit card companies will buy more miles from the airlines.
And you found that in some cases, credit cards and loyalty programs are actually outpacing sales for some airlines. By how much?
Depends on the airline, but American, in the second quarter, the loyalty program revenue grew 7%, while the overall revenue for American grew 4%. So it's rising at a fast clip depending on the airline. You know, it's essentially a different way for the airlines to sell tickets. So instead of selling them directly to consumers, they're selling them to consumers through these credit card deals.
And as you note, it makes sense for airlines, which are facing higher fuel costs, to get behind something like this. But what's driving more consumers to sign on? It seems like there's so many rewards cards out there. Are the deals getting better for consumers, too?
Airlines are taking a look at their programs and, in many cases, sweetening the deals for consumers, offering them more just ways to fly with that airline, but they can spend the miles on seat upgrades or spend them elsewhere at different stores or on hotels. Various companies that have deals with the airline and credit card provider. So I think a lot of airlines are recognizing the value of these loyalty programs and how lucrative credit card deals that fuel these programs are, and are taking a look at what they can do to incentivize more use of these programs. In some cases, airlines have made more seats available for cardholders or people with miles, so that it makes the proprietary currency that these miles are more valuable, and thus more likely that people will want to use them and buy credit cards that let them get more points.
And you heard from airline executives who seem to believe that this trend is going to continue. How else are airlines adjusting to get more customers to sign on?
They are, in some cases, having flight attendants make the pitch to passengers during flights. They have them advertised in the seatback displays. They have airport workers, when you get off the plane or about to board a plane, pitch the credit card deal at a table, or they have billboards around the area where passengers board. So they're making direct appeals that way. There's also plenty of advertising on social media and on various websites and via email offers too.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Tangle joining us via Skype. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.